So Chazal tell us that if there's immorality and it extends to illicit relationships, so then God sends some kind of natural disaster. It's interesting that when the tsunami hits, a lot of people were saying that New Orleans was known for what was going on there. What?
New Orleans, there were no hurricanes. Tsunami was in the Thailand, Southeast Asia.
Sorry. No.
They both had
I okay. meant, right, no, but they Thailand, no, two things. Thailand was known for illicit relationships, right? And New Orleans also.
No, but the rabbi, a lot of the rabbis said it was our fault.
I guess it's a serious question. Isn't it against halacha to say things like that?
Which halacha?
You're not allowed to analyze Mila Kinekin.
Where does it say that?
I don't know. I can't quote you, but I remember there was a rabbi who got really angry when someone said something like that, and I started like,
so there are two things. The Gemara teaches us, based on the pasuk, that b'sase'am b'shalchato ivena, the pasuk in Yeshaya. So the Gemara in Soto derives from there that it's a Mishnah in Soto also, that Hashem does do things midah keneged midah. What we described wasn't midah keneged midah, just by the way, even though there were aspects of midah keneged midah which we didn't bother mentioning here. For a person to say, I know why God did something, well, he'd have to be a prophet or have a source that he really knows why. That's one thing. But on the other hand, the Torah says that if when bad things happen, people don't stop and take note, then God says, okay, I'll make it worse. That's a personal thing on the one hand, but on the other hand, it's a general thing also. To sit here and say that's why it happened, no one can say that's why it happened. But to say that it